It was reported this week that Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir dropped plans to visit Uganda after that country's foreign minister announced that Uganda would honor the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant if al-Bashir entered the country. The news is significant in that the African Union has previously announced that they would not honor the ICC's arrest warrant out on Bashir. Joining us to talk about that and other incidents involving the ICC is Don Krause, the CEO of Citizens for Global Solutions, an organization that believes that nations need to work together on international problems. He spoke on the 11th anniversary of what is known as the Rome Statute, the treaty that created the International Criminal Court. The day is also known as International Justice Day. But one nation not part of the ICC is the United States. Don Krause says the attitudes that precluded the U.S. from participating in the late 90s may be changing now.
Well, during the campaign, candidate Obama said that he wanted to have a thorough review of the U.S. policy regarding the court. And our understanding is that's currently underway right now. We believe that the United States needs to really be, A, more cooperative with the court, and to its credit, the second term of the Bush administration was more cooperative with the court. They allowed the referral to Darfur. They opposed the Security Council putting off the arrest warrant for Omar al-Bashir, the president of Sudan. And we've seen some very minimal signs of greater cooperation, while even staff from the court in The Hague was invited to the U.S. Embassy's 4th of July party this year for the very first time. But we want to see more cooperation in ongoing investigations, supplying evidence, logistical support. We want to see the United States play a role in the court's governing body, which it has a right to do because it was at the Rome conference where the treaty was established, and to help govern and lead the court as it moves into the future. We'd also like to see the Obama administration reinstate the United States signature to the court, which was unsigned, in quotes, by then U.N. Ambassador John Bolton.
Now, you mentioned that they're about Sudan President Omar al-Bashir. There's actually an arrest warrant out for him right now. Now, the Africa Union decided to withhold cooperation from the ICC regarding the warrant for President al-Bashir. Why is that?
Well, it's a very contentious resolution that was passed by the African Union Security Council. They feel that they asked the Security Council to hold off to put a hold on that arrest warrant. The Security Council, pushed by the United States and England and France, really did not want to go that route. They felt that there was enough evidence available that had been presented by the prosecutor on seven charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity that there was a need to actually move forward with the arrest warrants. So the African Union issued a resolution which is very, very contentious amongst African human rights organizations, as well as new polling that is out that has polled a number of African and Muslim majority countries that basically says that they won't honor that arrest warrant. One of the reasons we want the United States to finish up its review process quite quickly is so that it can weigh in on this with a much more public voice than it's been able to do so far.
A lot of horrible crimes are going on inside Burma, also known as Myanmar. Situation there, Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, visited the leadership over there recently, didn't come back with much. Aung San Suu Kyi continues to be under house arrest. There's a lot of forcibly displaced people in that country there. This seems like an issue that cries out for the ICC to be involved, perhaps. Anything going on there?
Well, I think we're seeing a situation very similar to the run-up on the referral in the case of Darfur, that right now there is the beginning of a UN investigation into war crimes, crimes against humanity within Burma. In the situation in Darfur, what happened is first there was a UN investigation and a report to the Security Council, and then based upon that report, they made a decision to refer that situation to the International Criminal Court. Burma is not a party, not a signatory to the ICC, so that's the only way it could actually have the jurisdiction to get before the court. So, assuming that this investigation really, you know, shows clear evidence of war crimes, crimes against humanity, or genocide, then there's a strong possibility we could see a referral in the case of Burma as well. And it's important because although the court doesn't have its own police, it relies on national governments to actually apprehend these individuals. The very fact that there's an arrest warrant, the very fact that the evidence has been collected, that the charges are there, means that, one, that these leaders really start watching how they behave and what they do, number one. And number two, it may take a while, it may take time, but justice could be slow, but there will come a point where these individuals will be brought to justice.